USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As the bombing continues in Ukraine, President Zelensky has asked for a no-fly zone over his country, and the United Nations has been discussing it. However, for the United States, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says that's a no-go.
It would essentially mean the U.S. military would be shooting down Russian planes. That is definitely escalatory. That would potentially put us into a place where we're in a military conflict with Russia. That is not something the president wants to do.
And undoubtedly, President Biden will be talking about the situation in Ukraine at his State of the Union address set for tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern. Other topics should include inflation, the crisis at the southern border, and a new Supreme Court justice nominee. At his first State of the Union address, President Biden has a job approval of an all-time low of just under 37% as the nation continues to emerge from the coronavirus pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
A group of Cuban illegals is in custody in Key West. And with that story, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
A group of Cuban illegal immigrants that came ashore in the Florida Keys is in custody. Immigration officials saying 13 people were taken into federal custody after landing Sunday night in Key West. U.S. Border Patrol's Miami sector saying the illegal immigrants were part of a maritime smuggling event that arrived in a homemade boat.
Senator Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, joined Senate Republicans in defeating a bill that would have legalized abortions up to birth nationwide. Senators voted 48-46 against ending the debate and allow a vote on the Women's Health Protection Act. The bill, which passed the House last year, would have codified a right to an abortion and combated pro-life state laws. The bill's defeat comes as the Supreme Court is weighing a case that could potentially curb Roe versus Wade. And remember, if you still write a check to pay your bills, it's March 1st. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
A former North Carolina police chief who was charged with more than 70 felony crimes is accused of staging a suicide and fleeing to South Carolina, where he was arrested. William Anthony Spivey served as chief of the Chadbourn Police Department, was relieved of duty last spring due to a misconduct investigation by the North Carolina State Bureau of Investigations. His charges including evidence mishandling, drug trafficking, and embezzlement. Nearly a year after the charges were announced, he was reported missing on February 21st. Family members called the sheriff's office and described an incident as a possible suicide. Investigators found handwritten letters at the scene and a .22 caliber rifle with a discharged round still in the rifle. However, investigators concluded the evidence didn't support a suicide scenario. As the fighting in Ukraine continues, former President Donald Trump reminded America his record on dealing with Putin and Russia.
I stand as the only president of the 21st century on whose watch Russia did not invade another country. Putin is playing Biden like a drum, and it's not a pretty thing as somebody that loves our country to watch.
Most Americans believe the same way, as a poll by the Harvard Center for American Political Studies found that over 62% of those surveyed believe Putin would not have sent troops into Ukraine with Trump in the White House. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.